British Columbia, Washington, and Oregon use what's called mark selective sport fishing to help conserve wild king salmon. Anglers can only keep hatchery kings that have their fins clipped, a marking practice that's done at hatcheries before the juvenile fish are released.
It's really about trying to vet another approach.
Judy Lum is the state supervisor for sport fishing in Southeast Alaska.
And so it was like, okay, well, they do it down here. Can it work for us? And if it can work for us, in what situations, what conditions, or can it be broadbrush, or does it have to be very specific?
Could it be region-wide or just in specific areas? Lum stresses that they are only studying the possibilities. They don't know if a mark selective fishery would help or hinder king salmon stocks, or whether the benefits outweigh any potential costs.
We have all these tools in our toolbox, so to speak, for management, and this would be just one additional tool to the toolbox.
The question originated within the Pacific Salmon Commission. The commission is a regulatory group of U.S. and Canadian governments overseeing that salmon management is fair in both countries. Alaskans involved with the commission asked the state's Department of Fish and Game to consider the potential for a mark selective fishery in Southeast. The department contracted with the University of Washington to do the study using grant money. But so far, Alaskans haven't been receptive to the idea. The state has held community engagement meetings in Juneau, Ketchikan, Klawak, and Sitka, and Lum says they've heard a lot of concerns. Derek Anderson attended the meeting in Klawak.
A lot of people are upset.
He and his wife own a fishing lodge in Craig on Prince of Wales Island. He says the meeting was standing room only and full of emotion. Subsistence, commercial, and sport users came together.
The main voice was no. This is not a good program for Southeast Alaska in any way, shape, or form.
Anderson says they'd rather keep things the way they are and fish by harvest limits, which recently has been a few fish per day for residents and 2 to 3 fish per season for non-residents. He says targeting just hatchery kings would hurt more fish.
There's just not enough hatchery fish in our waters to make that whole thing viable. If you're out there having to fish for hours on end to look for a hatchery fish and you're turning back wild fish after wild fish after wild fish, a lot of those fish end up dying.
Fishermen in Sitka felt the same. Roughly 3 dozen people participated in the community meeting, including 74-year-old Eric Jordan. He's a lifelong troller and says everyone was cordial, but no one wanted the program.
I think there was a lot of skepticism in the audience that this would be a good way to go here.
Jordan is a self-described conservationist and has participated in fish policy for decades, from local fish advisory councils to the State Board of Fish. He says for the program to work, it would have to address the harm of catch and release.
In the salt waters of Southeast Alaska, you're going to need to change the rules to minimize mortality.
How many kings in Southeast are wild or hatchery varies by location. It's complicated because most of the kings originate in non-Alaska areas, both wild and hatchery stocks, and not all hatchery fish are marked. And there isn't hard data that the program is working elsewhere. Mark selective fisheries have been ongoing for about 20 years in some locations in Washington. But has it really been successful? The jury is still out, says Anne Beaudreau. She's an associate professor at the University of Washington conducting the state study.
There's so many different variables to that. And it's actually been a really hard question to answer.
So she says something like it may or may not work in Alaska.
Mark selective fisheries are not a one-size-fits-all approach. The way that they have been implemented and the way that they've been managed has been different depending on where they've taken place.
The study results are expected to be completed by next spring. Reporting for Coast Alaska, in Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.